Hello?
Hello, yeah, can I speak to Heather?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hey, Heather, do you remember who I am?
David?
Yeah,
David, right? Oh, how are you, David?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little bit unhappy with the delay we had on the website, but I saw you did something yesterday.
Yep,
on the shipment
sent you
address,
an email.
Right?
Yep.
Yes,
and now
yes.
Your shipment is working perfectly fine because I double checked
yes.
that.
Yeah. So remember, David, you told me once you will be done with the shipment, you will show me how I can change the packaging size, you know?
The managing your website,
because
right?
Yeah. Remember you asked me for the size of the package for the shipment, and I gave you different formats of the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
But you told me you will show me how to do update the packaging later, or your colleague Sam, right?
Okay.
So,
for now we are not just updating your packaging there, because we do something different there. So you don't need to worry about the packaging which we list down onto that. If you feel any kind of help, like I'm saying, the packaging which I was asking you before. So we are not updating that on your UPS account. So you don't need to worry about the packaging. We do a different way. We fix the things in a different way. If you feel any kind of help in the future on your UPS, so you can let me know now.
I don't understand, Miss. If I ship one box, one bottle, or two bottle, or 10 bottle, it's just how it calculates the shipment.
Like
if we don't provide the.
It depends on the. We can say the distance. It depends on the distance.
Yeah,
so
but what about the volume and the weight?
Yeah,
it
the
doesn't
weight,
matter the volume and the weight.
Mm-hmm, yep, the volume of the weight and the distance of the area.
Yeah. So how you know the volume to configure UPS?
Yeah. So the dimensions which you send me for that we list down there.
Yeah, I want to know where you did put this information, because if tomorrow I would change the size of the box, how will we do?
Okay, so
you can
just give me a quick moment. Let me just ask him with my
developer
about this. Just stay on call.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Heather, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I've just confirmed with my developer about this. Let's say you have the products, but now it's 4 or 5 kgs. Like 1 kg price is different, 2 kgs is different, 3 kgs is different, 5 kgs is different. And once you added the new product, which is for 6 kgs, so the UPS account will not gonna set the price for the according to the weight of your product. They can just see the price which you are like getting from your customer. Let's say the 6 kgs you're selling in $200. So they can just see the $200 products of yours on the distance. Like, let's say you want to ship the order in San Jose. So according to the distance, they can just send the pricing to your customer, like on the order checkout button. So you don't need to add the kgs or weight of your product on UPS account. It all depends on the distance.
Yeah, that seems bizarre, no? Means if I put 20 pounds or 10 pounds, it's the same pricing? If the distance is the same?
Yeah, if the distance is the same.
And, okay, so this information, you did configure the UPS account, right, for this?
Because at that time, the UPS is basically going to ask us for this, but once, because there is a setup of your account on UPS, it's not been yet before. So we did it for you, but if in the future you would like to adjust the weight, so you don't need to do that. Because just for creating the account, we just need a little information from you.
Yeah, how I will do it in the future? I need to contact you?
You don't need to do
or
it.
Or I need to contact
need to
UPS?
Yes. You don't need to do it if still you're facing any kind of issues in the future, so you can give us a call.
Okay. Okay, there are a few other questions, David, that I have. So, one of them is, you know, when you start adding things on the shopping cart,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remove something from the shopping cart. It doesn't work. I need to remove everything.
You need to remove everything, like, on shopping cart?
Yeah, if I add something and later I decide to remove it, okay?
Oh. Can you please...
So this doesn't work.
Okay, let me just pull up your website. Your domain name is Damia Olive Oil?
No, DamiaOlive.com.
Damia Olive. But I've just opened up the DamiaOliveOil.com. They're having the same product which you have with the same labels.
No, this is Damia Oil. Damia Oil is my website also. It's the old one. I will remove it. I will remove it once everything is working. But this one doesn't have shopping cart or shipment or
Let me just select the products for you, and then we'll let you know how you're basically going to reselect.
If you select 2 or 3 products, and then you decide to remove one of them.
Let me just do it. You can see that, like, if you can go to the checkout button, so on the left side, you can see the cross sign. If you can just click on it, so the product will be removed.
Try it? Can you try?
Yeah. Can you please click on the add to cart on any of the products?
I don't have, I'm not connected now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me try on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so we'll add this one.
Mm-hmm.
I have a meeting now and people are calling me. It's a lot. Okay. Add to cart.
And now you're on checkout page, right?
No, I'm just adding. I'm waiting.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
You can
okay, continue shopping.
You can see
okay,
the
now I will up. Yeah. I will... Yeah. Okay, so I added... another one. Give me a second. Okay, now I have three products in my cart. I click on the cart. It's the same product three times, right? Okay. So here I need, if I push the cross button, I will remove all of them. It's all of them, not one of them.
Oh, well, let me just see.
Let me
just see. Can you please select the different products in tray?
Okay, now it's working.
Yeah, because
okay.
you're just selecting the same product at once four times.
Three
so
times.
That's just why.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Okay. Okay. Okay, David, I do have another question. I want to add for $50 shopping, the shipment will be free. If I want to do this, I need to configure the UPS stuff, or I need to configure the website, or
like if someone is paying you $50 for the on top of your product, so there is no charges for the shipping, right? Whatever.
Yes, something like this. Yeah. Yes. $50 or $75 something.
Just give me a quick moment. Let me just see.
Okay.
Okay, so Heather, can you please confirm from me one thing?
Yes.
So you wanted to add the $50. Let's say you have the product, one bottle is for, let me just pull up your website. You
25,
have
okay.
It's for 25. If someone is purchasing the two bottles from you, it's for $50, so they're not going to pay the shipping charges for this, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Just give me a quick second.
Hi, David, can you hear me? Hi, David. Can you hear me?